The state has pushed low-level felony offenders back to county jails to serve their sentences. Is the system working, and is funding sufficient?
Well, that's a good question, because when I was on the council, that all started. The law was changed so that low-level felons are now housed here locally, and you know, maybe they didn't take in consideration or couldn't see the future, but we have had a vast increase in population in the jail, from mostly driven by the opioids, drugs, and methamphetamines. And that's caused a burden on our law enforcement, on our jail. And the compensation provided by the state for each prisoner that's sent back, if you will, I don't believe is adequate for the funding needs that we have. So that's something I'd take a look at, very sensitive to that issue because of my experience on the council and working in the past with former sheriffs and now I've sat down with our current sheriff, Matt Myers, just about this issue. It's something that I believe needs to be adjusted, and we want to make sure that our jails are safe and that there's every possibility for offenders to get treatment, but also make sure that we're not releasing in a catch-and-release type of situation criminals back on our streets because our jails are overcrowded.
And do you have a final message for voters?
Well, I want people to know that I'm running to make